Hey everyone, and welcome. Today, we're diving into the world of Pilates, but maybe not in the way you'd expect. We're actually going on a bit of a scientific detective story, one that uncovers a pretty surprising mystery about what makes movement healthy and what science still doesn't know about one of the world's most popular exercises. So, let's just start with this big question. What does perfect movement even look like? Is it doing the exact same motion flawlessly every single time? You know, like a robot on an assembly line? For a long time, a lot of people thought so. But it turns out the real answer is a whole lot more interesting and honestly, a little messier than that.
I mean, when you hear the word Pilates, what comes to mind? For most of us, it's words like precision, control, quality. It's all about getting that ideal form, that perfect execution of an exercise. And that idea that the goal is to be as precise and as repeatable as possible is kind of the main character in our story today. But what if that's not the whole story?
And this brings us to a huge, and I mean huge, shift in how scientists think about movement. It all centers on one key idea, variability. Let's take a look at the two very different ways of seeing it.
So first off, what are we even talking about here? Well, movement variability is just the normal, tiny little differences that happen every single time you repeat an action. Think about it. If you sign your name twice, are they ever exactly the same? Nope. That's movement variability. The big question is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Okay, this right here is where it all changes. The traditional view saw that variability as a mistake. It was just noise in the system that you needed to get rid of. The goal was to become more like a perfect, repeatable robot. But the newer, ecological view completely flips that on its head. It says, no, 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 that variability is actually a sign of a healthy, adaptable system. Think about a great athlete. They aren't robotic. They're constantly making tiny adjustments. That's what makes them so good. It's that adaptability, that optimal level of variability that makes them an expert.
So, you'd think, right? If this good kind of variability is a sign of a healthy body, and Pilates is all about creating high-quality movement, well, you'd expect to find tons of research connecting the two. Well, a team of scientists decided to actually check. They basically became detectives and launched a massive search for the evidence.
Their mission was pretty straightforward. They were going to hunt down every single study out there that looked at Pilates through this modern lens of movement variability. They wanted to see, what do we actually know about how Pilates might improve our body's amazing natural adaptability?
And they didn't mess around. This search was incredibly thorough. I mean, they cast this huge net across 5 major scientific databases, then they systematically sifted through every title and abstract before digging into the full articles. They wanted to be sure they didn't miss a thing.
So they looked at 20 years of research, 2 decades, using all the right keywords to find any possible link between Pilates and this new way of thinking about movement. So after all that digging, what did they find?
Okay. This is where our detective story takes a really unexpected turn, because what they uncovered wasn't a mountain of evidence, it was a mystery. After searching through 2 decades of research across multiple global databases, they found only 5 studies that fit their criteria. Just 5. That's an incredibly small number, which right away tells you something's missing. But wait, it gets even more surprising.
Get this. Out of those 5 studies, only a single one, just one, actually had people do Pilates as part of the experiment. The other 4 studies talked about variability in groups of people who might do Pilates, like people with back pain or runners, but they never actually tested the Pilates method itself.
And this table really lays it all out. Just look at that intervention column. You see none, 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 and then just that one study from Rose in 2016 that had an actual 8-week Pilates program. All the others? They're interesting, sure. But they're basically just circumstantial evidence.
So what's the big takeaway here? It's that there is a huge gaping hole in the scientific research. On one hand, you've got this incredibly popular exercise method that's all about movement quality. On the other, you've got this modern scientific framework for measuring what healthy, adaptable movement actually is. And almost nobody has connected the dots.
Now you might be thinking, okay, so it's an academic curiosity. Why does this really matter to me? Well, it matters a lot, because this gap points to a whole new way of understanding what makes an exercise like Pilates so effective.
See, this isn't just for scientists. This gap means we might be completely overlooking one of the most important ways Pilates helps us. We're always talking about strength and flexibility and core stability, but what if one of the biggest benefits is how it enhances our body's natural adaptability? If we don't have the research, we can't measure it, we can't prove it, and we can't figure out how to make it even better.
I mean, just think about it. If we use the right tools to measure this healthy variability, we could get powerful new insights into how Pilates affects our walking patterns, our balance, our stability, and even how our bodies adapt and recover after an injury or just as we get older.
And this quote right here, it just nails why this is so important. When our movements become too predictable, too rigid, when we lose that healthy bit of variability, it's often a sign that something's wrong. It's linked to aging, injury, and disease. A healthy system is adaptable and complex, not like a machine. So keeping that optimal variability is absolutely crucial for our long-term health.
So we end up right back where we started, with a bit of a mystery. The latest science tells us that healthy movement is adaptable, not robotic. And millions of people feel that Pilates helps them move better. The missing piece of the puzzle is the research to officially connect them. And that leaves us with this really fascinating question. What other secrets of health, recovery, and peak performance are still hiding, just waiting to be discovered inside the movements of Pilates? That's something to think about. Thanks for tuning in.